The following is a presentation of Muddy River News.
Coming up on the next edition of Muddy River Gems, sponsored by Dot Foods.
So actually, Jim was the first time an African-American, a slave, had been made into a real human being in fiction.
Absolutely.
And that also captured your attention.
Absolutely, and Samuel Clemens did that.
Mm-hmm. One of your relatives was also a former slave.
All of my ancestors were enslaved. Mm-hmm. I'm a fifth generation Missourian, and my great-great-grandfather was enslaved here, and my husband's great-great-grandfather was enslaved here. And again, that's William Henry Dent.
Okay, that's your husband's great-great-grandfather.
My husband's great-great-grandfather. Okay, was born 1837. Uh-huh. Didn't die, though, until 1939.
Wow.
And so
that's over 100.
Yes, 104.
Wow. Okay. That's on the next Muddy River Gems, sponsored by Dot Foods.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Muddy. I'm Ashley Conrad. And joining me today for take two, right? So we tried this before and we didn't have audio. So today we're going to really nail it, right? Okay, so I have Kelsey Thompson and Megan Costigan. And these lovely ladies are here today to talk about something that is very, very cool. And it's basically get talking. That sums it up.
That's it.
Right? Let's get talking. So it's an initiative between the Quincy YMCA and the Tracy Foundation, and the point is to get people talking. And I'll let you girls explain a little bit more, but the reason I love this is because it does seem like we can use a little help every now and then in human interaction and personal communication, right? And that's kind of what this is aimed at. So why don't you give us just a quick kind of synopsis or rundown of what, Get Talking is, and let's get talking or get talking?
Get talking,
okay. Of what it is and kind of how it came to be. And whoever wants to roll with that, I'll let you.
You can go for it.
Okay, all right.
So at the Tracy Family Foundation, we really strive to we're really striving to foster healthy, strong, resilient families. Mm-hmm. And so one way we've done this is through the Family Dinner Project, which is based out of, based in Boston, out of Mass General Hospital.
Okay.
And so they created this, started this project in 2010. And we've been giving grants to organizations in West Central Illinois for the past 3 years. And the YMCA has been one of those grantees. And so really the purpose of the Family Dinner Project is to get talking, having fun food conversations with your family and friends about things that actually matter.
Right.
And that happens around the dinner table a lot of times.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a ton of research that shows all the benefits of having family dinners together and building those relationships and building those strong, healthy, family units. Mm-hmm. When you have healthy marriages, you have healthy kids, and the world keeps going, basically.
Right.
So this is one way we've done it. And then we started to ask ourselves, well, what else can we be doing? Mm-hmm. And so that's when we came up with the Get Talking. Mm-hmm. And then we've recently partnered with the Quincy YMCA to do that. And I'll let you share.
Yeah. So tell us how you're doing it. How are you helping to accomplish this?
So we work together on creating the table tents, and there's a list of restaurants that agreed to do this. And the best part is that the restaurants don't have to do anything. All they have to do is put the table tents out on the tables.
Right.
And we provide the gift cards. So you go through the steps, there's QR codes, and it's what date night, family or friends.
Okay.
And you can choose between those three QR codes, and it takes you to a page and you answer the questions, and all you do is post it on Facebook or Instagram and tag us and Get Talking.
Okay.
And so the hashtag is Get Talking Quincy, so we can kind of differentiate between the other projects that are going on around the world. But it's really awesome. And then I go behind scenes and everybody wins. So I will say that, like, whether you post it now, later, multiple times, there's going to be multiple winners, but I go and choose the week of winner and post them on their Facebook and Instagram and tell them to come pick up their gift card.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So now if I'm on, let's say I go to dinner with my husband and we're at, let's say, the Tangerine, because I just saw one of their table tents last night, and they are participating restaurant. So I would go in and scan this QR code and pick date night. Mm-hmm. And it would bring up some questions or some topics that maybe can get Luke and I talking a little bit more. Not that we need help with that. We talk so much anyway. But it is kind of nice just to think outside of the box every once in a while, especially if, because a lot of times we'll find ourselves talking about our kids, right? Which is typical when you're parents and you go out and you're like, okay, well, yeah, let's talk about our kids. But we talk about them all the time. So this will help us kind of think outside of the box because when you scan that QR code, it brings up a list of topics, questions, things to get us talking. But it's not just for, so you mentioned families, which is awesome, because then another scenario would be myself and my 13-year-old, who her typical answer is, fine, yes, no. You know, so this kind of gets us in, you know, a little more in-depth conversation, which I love. And I do agree that healthy conversations, healthy dinner, dinners together with conversation, it really is... it's imperative, I think, especially today, you know, more than ever. So I love that you guys are doing this. And then on top of it, you can win, what is it, a $50 gift card?
Yes. Yeah. So if you get, if you're the pick of the week and you get a gift card to whatever restaurant you tagged us in.
Okay.
Or them in. So say Tangerine Bowl, who is participating. And we have a list of restaurants that's all participating.
Okay.
But we purchase that gift card for that restaurant to you.
Okay.
So the restaurant is not paying for the gift card.
Yeah. Yes. So it's win-win for them, right? So I think that this is just very, very cool. And one thing you mentioned last time when we had no sound, Bob, but no, that is very, very important, because when you do go on, let's say again, my scenario would be I'm talking to Luke and I ask him a question and we kind of post what our conversation was, right? We kind of just tell the world kind of what we were talking about. And tell the world is important, because you want to make sure that that post, if not just your profile, make sure that post specifically is public, right?
Yes.
So that way you can see it, because otherwise nobody can see it but you and your friends, and then...
And that's what we kind of thought of, I think, like a couple weeks into it. I'm like, okay, I see about 15 to 20 posts, but I only see 9 of them. I'm like, where are they? And we were all having a meeting and we were like, oh my gosh, they're not public.
Dang it.
And we can see on our back end that there are a lot of people participating, at least going to the website and looking at questions and having these conversations, because there's thousands of clicks.
Yes.
And so...
So you know that it's working.
Yeah,
the second part of that would be, if you want to be in the running for the gift card, make sure you tag hashtag GetTalkingQuincy.
Yes.
And then make it public.
Make it public.
And those are the two steps, right?
Those are the two steps. That's
so,
and
even
it's a week-long, or not a week-long, I'm sorry, it's a year-long.
Year-long, yeah.
Project, and you can win multiple times, which is really neat, too.
Yeah, so your name gets thrown back in the bucket, right?
Yep. Every time you do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's cool. I was going to say something else, but I totally forgot. No, I think this is super awesome. I love that you girls are working together on this, and I know it's probably more than just you girls, but thank you both for doing it. I think even if people aren't interested in the gift card, that's what I was going to say, it's still worthwhile to go out. You know, this is the it. All it takes is a, and if you don't know how to do it, QR codes, because I know some people are kind of iffy on those.
Yep.
All you do is use your camera and hover over that QR code, and it'll pop up a link. You just click on that link and it'll take you right to those questions and those topics, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so even if you don't want the gift card to your favorite restaurant, at least you'll have some topics and some questions that get you thinking outside of the box. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you go to the Quincy Family YMCA's Facebook page, you can see a list of their restaurants as
there
well.
There you go. Yes. Okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
It's everywhere, so just look for it. Or just call us.
Perfect.
I mean, yep, just call the front desk and we'll answer all your questions.
I love it. See, I knew this take two was going to be even better. See, I think we did amazing. What,
we
did we forget anything?
I don't think so.
Okay, I think we nailed it.
That.
Yeah, perfect. All right, thank you, ladies. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next, Coffee Talk.
The Liquor Booth is your home for a huge selection of beer, wine, and spirits. The Liquor Booth has two locations in Quincy, 3520 Broadway and 1500 North 12th Street. The Liquor Booth, where it's always happy hour.
Are you looking for the perfect venue for your next special event? Check out Utopia Event Center.
Utopia has a large banquet room and an awesome bar area, perfect for anything from birthday parties to formal corporate meetings. It also offers a photo booth, stage for a DJ or a live band, and a fully stocked bar, all for only $300. Check us out at utopiaeventcenter.com or call Barn at 217-430-6559 for more information. Utopia Event Center, 900 North 12th Street in Quincy.
Welcome to the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
With 6 big screens, a new larger kitchen, and now more seating capacity, the Abbey is the place to be before, during, and after the big game. Come enjoy fan-favorite Abbeytizers, steaks, burgers, and a variety of daily food and drink specials. Can't join us? Carryout is available too. Now, with a convenient drive-up window to better serve you. 1736 Spring in Quincy. Opens at 3 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday.
Come join all your friends at the Abbey, a Quincy tradition. A great night's sleep starts at Harvey's Furniture. Check out the large selection of complete bedroom sets. And when it comes to mattresses, we have a full selection from Bemco, Spring Air, and Chatham & Wells. Harvey's Furniture, our home, your home.
Instant Replay is your local sports bar. With 18 big screen TVs, we have all the sports packages from college games to pro games. We offer daily drink specials and come check out the bullpen, our newly renovated beer garden. Instant Replay, 2739 Chestnut in Quincy.
And welcome back. Now it's time for my favorite segment and hopefully yours. It is time for Coffee Talk. And today it is perhaps the most special Coffee Talk we've ever had because we have a very special guest, our first ever guest.
Okay, so we have a guest, and I'm going to try to channel my best Linda Richman to introduce him because he's
smooth like butter.
He is smooth like butter.
Yeah.
All right, so here I go. And bear with me. I'm sorry, like, my impression goes from Bronx
don't
to
ever
Swede,
apologize.
But, you know.
Don't apologize. Let's hear this.
Okay. Hi, I'm Brittany Richman. Okay, so we tried to get Miss Barbara Joan Streisand, as the show is dedicated entirely to her, but this guy will do. He recently made social media headlines with his appearance on a stage at a Dukas Bentley concert? Shotgunning a beer? What? What? Okay, this Sinatra singing foodie and chef serves his civic duty and beyond as an Adams County board member on the Building and Technology Committee. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. All right, so known to our community as the Lone Ranger. Sorry, ladies. This man isn't alone anymore. He's been recently engaged. Psst, Cassie, invite me to the wedding, especially if it's an open bar.
Me too.
Okay, so we have our very first Coffee Talk guest, Mr. Ryan Hinkamper.
Woo! All right. Smooth like butter.
Smooth All like right. butter. Take Linda off. I tried.
This was amazing. All right. I'm going to need you to back me up here, Ryan. What do you think? You think she was amazing?
Was I smooth like butter?
It was smooth like margarine.
Okay. Smooth like margarine.
That's even smoother.
That is even smoother. See, right. There you go.
I do need to know, do you use margarine or butter?
I use butter.
All right. Me too.
Yeah,
I use both.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it's like convenient and I don't know.
We have to do real butter in our house.
Yeah.
I get it.
I like to use the
real stuff with the food, not the other things.
And you would know because you are one of my favorite things on social media these days are your food creations, are what you do. Also, let's just touch on this Dukas Bentley thing here real quick because I was blown away. When I first was scrolling, I was like, okay, I know that guy. I know that guy. I was like, how did this happen?
I was just, I'm a big guy, so I stand out in a crowd.
Yeah.
And I was right in the front, probably three people back from the railing, and he was casually meandering around the stage and was talking about wanting to shotgun a beer with somebody. And then he looked into the crowd and he kind of glanced my way and he pointed and he said, I don't even know if I can cuss or not.
Sure.
He said he pointed my direction and said, oh shit.
Well, if that's what he said, yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah.
He's like,
I was pointing at myself and he asked if I wanted a shot at the title and I said, hell yeah. So they fingered me to come up to the stage and I jumped over a railing, which was less than graceful.
Oh my goodness. Was Cassie there with you?
Yeah, she was standing right in front of me.
What kind of beer was it?
He gave me a Budweiser.
Ooh. So not
That's
the, corn,
the worst.
Not the corn to shoot.
Yeah, no, not the corn to shoot.
Yeah.
And they had it. They pulled me up on stage. We did it. It was about a tie. I think he might have finished his can before mine. And then right after we finished, he laughed and looked at me and said, it's a little bit easier because mine was only half full.
Oh, nice. Well, he is Dukas Bentley, so he can cheat, I guess, if he wants at his own concert. Now, where was this concert?
It was in Madison, Illinois, basically East St. Louis at the Worldwide Technology Raceway after the NASCAR race.
Oh, yeah, sweet.
NASCAR. So did you go to that too or no?
Yeah, I was there for the race. Before the race, there was Brothers Osborne did a show.
Seen them. They're awesome.
And the other younger guy, I can't remember. He's a big star right now too. But it was my first NASCAR race, and might be my last because I don't know if it can get any better than that. So
that's pretty cool.
Ended with a shotgun and a beer in the middle of a racetrack.
Who gets to do that? I mean, yeah, we've talked about like my brushes with fame, Bozo the Clown and Ron Jeremy, and neither. I'm like, I just feel robbed right now. I feel totally robbed. So did you, when you were up there, were you like, hell yeah, this is as good as it gets?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, I never expected anything like that to happen.
Yeah.
All those photos that you got, did that those come from?
They came from, Cassie got most of those, and then some other people that were in the crowd around us. And
they were
stuff
really good too. Photos,
they were,
too.
Yeah, they so were really good. Was,
and it was, I was surprised there was several people from Quincy commented that saw me there. And
that's so cool. Yeah,
so it was pretty cool.
So you were already famous, right? Mm-hmm. Infamous in Quincy. Everybody kind of knows who you are. Just, you know, you're a big man in stature, but you're also big in the community. You have a lot of, you're just involved in a lot of stuff, which is very awesome. Mm-hmm. You're also a really cool guy, which makes it even more awesome.
Yeah.
And then you get to experience stuff like this. Okay, I want to touch on one more thing, and then I'll pass it back to Britt, because I know she's got a couple other questions she wants to talk to you about. But you mentioned this morning when you came in that not only did you get to shotgun a beer with Dierks Bentley on stage, you this morning nabbed something that a lot of people want, and especially a lot of women. I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there because this guy is new on social media. Mm-hmm. He is hilarious. He's interactive and he's sexy. And I don't mind saying that. I know I'm married, but he is definitely on some lists out there. And after you hear his name, you'll probably agree, ladies. Who is this?
Yeah. So it was Matt Reif, who's huge on social media. Cassie actually scored the tickets before I did, and they're actually in the front row. We're going to be center front row, and we get to meet Matt Reif before the show.
What does he do? Tell me.
He's a comedian.
I think I do know.
He's a comedian.
About.
He is. He's very interactive with the crowd, and he plays off of them. And it's
I think
crude.
I know who you're talking about.
It's
he's
really
younger.
Crude.
He's mm-hmm. younger. I do know who you're talking yeah. about. I follow him.
Yeah,
I mean,
great.
I mean, I'd kiss him. He's pretty cute.
He is so cute. He is so cute. I don't even know how old he is, but he always talks about, like, he talks to the older ladies, and he was like, I'll see you after that. Like,
yeah.
He, you know, he alludes to the fact that he's into the older ladies, which, of course, we always appreciate when you're, you know, when you're past your whatever. I don't know. We're cougars. Whatever. I'm just going to shut up.
We're not going full Don Lemon today.
Right. Okay. All right. So, okay, so I just wanted to ask. So I don't know how much better it gets, but you're going to marry, you know, the love of your life, and things are just going pretty damn good, right?
Yeah, I feel like I've been pretty blessed. I, you know, sometimes things go right, sometimes things go wrong.
Right. Yeah.
It feels like there's been more rights than wrongs lately, so that's a good thing.
Good. Hopefully, yeah. It continues to go down
that
path.
I think
that
might have to do with karma. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you're an overall good person. When I said about the Lone Ranger thing, I'm going to bring it up again.
Yes, please.
Sorry. But it was, I mean, it really did make our social, like our community headlines. You were the Lone Ranger in what was essentially a raise for the county board members. And you were the only person to stand up to that, which that wasn't easy. That wasn't an easy thing to do, especially around, I think, being around your board members, and hence then karma went around is what I'm kind of getting
at.
Like,
I don't
sometimes we have to stand up and do things that we don't like to do.
Yeah, and you know, I love the nickname. That's
sorry.
I should point out, like, Brittany Gate came up with it. I didn't. So, you know, that's no, I didn't do it to seek accolades or that kind of stuff. It was just more of a, I think I said the same thing in the meeting is, I am who I am, and I portray what I was portraying in that moment was everything that you see me say on media as it is.
Like, yeah.
You know, I'm not a different person behind closed doors as far as my principles go on that matter. So it's, you know, I believe in, you know, fiscal conservatism, you know, and that kind of stuff. So
I think that you and I both agree on that, but I want to touch on one thing with that. Okay, you're sitting on the board, or it's the committee of the Building and Technology Committee, right?
Yeah, so there's the full board, but the full board's made up of subcommittees that, you know, that's broken down, that do different parts, oversee different parts of the county government.
So how many people are on this board?
On the Building and Tech Committee, I believe there's five of us, yeah.
And then you guys oversee the spending of the...
So the Building and Tech Committee is, a lot of the road projects and the bridges.
Through the county.
Yeah, through the county, yep.
Just want to clarify.
Yep, just the county stuff. A lot of people mix up city and county stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I'm used to that, and it just kind of goes with it because it is kind of confusing how, you know, local government works in a sense. So, but yeah, it's just the county buildings, county roads, structures, and technology stuff too.
And how long have you served on the county board?
Since 2016.
Okay, so quite some time. And yeah, I think, you know, the character, the karma, the principles, doing what's right is not always
easy.
But yeah, we give you kudos. I know that that's even if we're not bashing the people who wanted to give them raises, it's nice to see somebody who's comfortable enough in their position and in their skin to say, I don't agree with this.
Okay, so now I'm going to give you some unkudos, though. I do want to know real
snap.
Quick.
Oh, boy.
So we just had a huge, giant trial in the courtrooms, in the courthouses, and the technology in there. Mm-hmm. Is that under your reign? Because, okay, I will say, like, the microphones and everyone's like, why would you want microphones? Well, I mean, that was a huge trial where some things, I think, needed to be heard by everyone in... Mm-hmm. I don't know. My question is, are we looking into anything like, are we being too fiscally conservative with things like that?
So that's a really good question. And this is also where it's going to get into some little more confusing local politics stuff.
Okay.
But as far as the county goes and the courthouse, while the courthouse does fall underneath the purview of the county, the court system itself is kind of its own independent entity within that. So while they are funded... mostly via the county, they still oversee court business.
Okay.
So the judges, for the most part, have most of the say and the power over how their courtroom is ran.
And what is spent.
What is spent, what's available. They also have their own funding mechanisms to do stuff like that.
Okay.
Interesting.
So it's tied together, but they're also kind of separate. So that's where it's kind of confusing and hard to explain.
Sure. Your job outside of the county board has to do with IT, right?
Correct.
What exactly do you do?
So I'm a network an engineer, systems administrator. I work for Klinger & Associates here.
Does that play any part in your, like, you know, you have some intel, some knowledge with technology or no? Or does that really?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing technology for over 20 years now. So it's just... and when I say technology, I mean IT work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have people constantly ask me, like, they're like, you know, it's just bar banter again. But back in the day, the people in, you know, IT in the county departments, and we'll just stick with county because, again, I don't want to confuse people with county and city, but it goes both ways is what I've heard in the complaints. But that, you know, you had two people doing whatever jobs, and now you have eight people doing the two people's jobs and nothing works. Like, what does that say for, I don't know, technology and the jobs? And I guess, like, why is it not working as technology? Is it advancing, or do you
which
are you talking about, like, the in the courthouse, or are you talking about, like, all of every, is there a specific example?
Well, I don't want to out anybody, but I guess I love saying, like, specific examples are, within our Adams County, maybe our probation system or things like that. Like, I've heard from people that their computer is just never working, you know, and things like, mind you, all these come from, it's either tax money or sometimes it's grant money. Sometimes we can get grants for things as long as we prove this or that. And it just seems that.
So, like, updated systems.
Yeah. What?
So we are in the midst of or nearing the end of a huge technology overhaul within the county infrastructure, and a lot of that was funded via the ARPA grant money that we got.
Okay.
The county's IT infrastructure was woefully behind.
Yeah.
It needed a lot of TLC. What comes with that, though, again, with all the different departments in the county, as I mentioned, you know, just a moment ago, each department has historically had a lot of oversight over its own thiefdom within the county, right?
Good word.
So they existed in the county, but they also had their own office. And then whoever, in some cases, it could be an elected office holder, controls their office. And they also can write their own grants, and they can get their own money. and some of them would may steer that towards this or that or the other. What we've been working on in the county, and I know what the chairman and the other administrators have been working on, is trying to pull a lot of those departments together and have more of a unified presence across the entire county. Sure. But some of that can only go so far because different departments use vastly different types of technology and software.
Right.
That are very highly specialized for what that department does. Sometimes there's state mandates that dictate what certain things have to be, so our hands are tied there. So you have this complex web of things that are all tied together, and to come up with one solution that rules over them all is it's almost a non-starter.
Yeah. As technology has grew, obviously there's more jobs and things like that. It's
it's ever evolving. What you got yesterday is out of date by tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's totally true.
Yeah. So they're trying to update and upgrade everything and then tie as much together as they can, and then work out things as they go. They have added IT staff there, which I don't know how they could just do it with one or two people with all the things they have going on. They support, numerous employees and departments and pieces of hardware and software. And
It's a big job.
And a bunch of things that I don't understand.
Yeah.
And
it's a big job. I mean, it is. I mean, especially, when we talk about, I know that this is, again, client kind of blurring the lines, but as far as like security. So when we got, hacked or the, ransomware or whatever the hell it was in the city, that kind of stuff boils down to who's in charge, what do the systems look like, what IT, what's in place. It's really important, and I think you definitely have to have the personnel to support it. You also need training. I do want to ask one thing along with that. So, and it doesn't have to be IT related, but since you are kind of the man, as far as like when it comes to the county, being a part of the county board, and can you give me like what you think personally is the biggest challenge of being, a decision maker, and also kind of one thing that you, and it could be one and the same, one thing that you wish would kind of, one thing you wish you could make a bigger impact on?
One of the hardest things I think is communicating to the public exactly why things were done the way they were done.
Transparency.
What all the conversations were behind a decision and all the information available to make that decision. The roundabout's a perfect example of that.
Yeah. We touched on that earlier.
That's something where it's easy just to say, put up a turn signal or just put up signals.
Stoplight, yeah.
What that doesn't take into account is there's state laws that dictate line of sight to a signalized intersection. So this is just, maybe this is something I can put out there that maybe some more people will see it.
Yeah, for sure.
This is just one part. This is one piece of it. To have enough linear footage to see the intersection to meet state statute would push the line of sight out further to, it's towards John Wood. I can't think of what direction that is off the top of my head right now. But there's a hill there. They'd have to drop that hill between 4 to 6 feet, I believe.
Okay.
Don't quote me on the exact numbers.
No, we're not.
But I have to bring the hillside down enough. To bring the hillside down enough to get the grading on the sides wide enough, you have to purchase more land.
If
we have to purchase more land, then there's a building that's close that comes into play that the county would then have to buy.
Yeah.
So the land acquisition costs alone would make putting a signal there more expensive. And that doesn't even get into the long-term implications of power, computer, and IT infrastructure to support a signal that would go there.
All right, I got to say, I was a stoplighter. I was an advocate for the stoplight. You saying that makes perfect sense, because imagine if you had a stoplight there and people coming up over that hill. That's danger.
There's laws.
So
there's
this
laws
is not interesting.
Having people explain, like my question before, like, I mean, I know it was vague and whatnot, but like it's having people explain these things, like what you just did, instead of just saying, oh, well, you just don't understand. But it's also nice having people explain these things when it has to do with it's our tax money. It's grant money that is given to us. And yes, there are rules and regulations, like you just said, but people won't explain those rules and regulations. So then, of course, like
there's distrust
as constituents. Yeah. We're gonna be like, what the, yeah. you know. Yeah. So it's nice having you come on here and, you know, explain the ins and the outs, even though I still don't understand all of them. But you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. just that yeah. transparency, it's great.
That's one of the hardest things. And that, again, it kind of circles around to what I would like to do more of is how to get information out there better like that. To because there's...
You join here us you on are. Coffee talk.
You are. No, I was just going to say, because it would be really cool to have a regular, because I know we do city council stuff and I know we do
county,
county stuff, but it would be nice to have a regular visitor such as yourself to come on and just kind of explain.
You can be our Liz Rosenberg.
Yeah, there you go. To just kind of give us the, you know, the 411 about what's happening and what we should be concerned about, what, you know, the purpose behind things, how much money is getting spent, and you could be the transparency king.
Well, and there are other, you know, there's a, I'm not the only opinion out there. I'm sure there's other, you know, members on the board that
we'll happily invite them
to maybe see a different otherwise, and that's fine, you know.
But their daughters don't babysit my daughters.
But I also know that, and maybe I'm wrong, but nothing that you've said here today is purely opinion based. I mean, you've been very forthcoming about things and how things work. Just the last question that I asked, like, what do you think is the biggest challenge? Mm-hmm. I would like to ask that amongst, you know, other people, but I think my hunch is it's probably the same across the board. It's like, how do we do this? How do we create the trust in the people who elect us? Mm-hmm. And how do we make sure that we are acting as advocates for everyone? And I know that's gotta be damn near impossible.
Yeah, but, no, it's difficult. I mean, you have to do things and to find out the things that I found out, you know, I had to go looking for information and ask questions.
Right.
Go to the county engineer's office. I looked at the blueprints. I asked all the questions. Why can't we do this? Why can't we do that?
Sure.
And then I had to get the information directly from the engineer and like look at the designs myself. And it logically, it made sense,
yeah.
you know, so.
Yeah.
I think it's information that any reasonable person could look at and understand.
Sure.
But getting to that information is the difficult part, so.
Well, and a lot of people want to know, but they don't want to do the work, so then it's easier just to sit back and complain. I am one of those people. Most of the time, I like to have the information, but it's like, where do you even start? And a lot of people have that same struggle.
I think I complain first and then find out the information.
You do. You do. I wait for Brittany to tell me the haps, because I'm like, I don't have a clue where to start. So you kind of keep me
in
the know.
I complain, but my complaints keep me intrigued.
There
and
you
that's
go.
What, like... makes me want to actually search for more.
For yeah. curiosity.
Speaking of searching for yeah. more, let's touch on it real quick. Let's do it way more on our next chat. But we talked a little bit. This is so off the wall, and I sent you the video.
Ah, I wish I had a whistle. I would blow it.
The whistleblower on the aliens.
The UFOs.
Did you
okay.
watch the video?
I have seen the video.
Okay,
yeah.
So it was on Newsweek.
Yeah.
It was...
News Nation?
Yeah, News Nation. I'm yeah. sorry. Who's my... What's the lady's name that I like, Bob, that you went to school with? Where's he at?
He's over there sleeping.
Elizabeth Vargas. I cannot shut off the TV when she's on. She does all kinds of, I don't know, she's my anchor girl. I like her.
Yeah.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Is that the
about?
Lady that was on the video?
She's the beginning.
Okay.
She also does this other show where, like, she just captures people capturing their crimes on their phones. It's called like iCrimes or something like that.
That's
and
awesome.
She hosts this. So, but she is a reputable, you know,
yeah,
news
she's
host.
A source.
I did look around after the video. I watched the video. It was trending on Twitter even today.
Mm-hmm.
I
think it just came out yesterday.
Yeah, it was like hashtag UFO Twitter, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Fox News actually picked it up. They
yep.
did a story on it, I saw. And there was links to some... I think some like Senate testimony stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was gonna say, didn't like the CIA or the FBI or one of those come out and say directly that there are?
Oh yeah, they started a whole
UFOs.
New task.
They
started a whole new task force for it.
Yeah, yes.
I don't know what the task force is called. Arrow is
Arrow,
there?
Yeah, so there's like they relabeled them as unidentified aerial phenomenon now, I believe.
UAF or UAPs?
UAPs, yeah.
And
the Navy last year released footage of some things that they were like, we don't know what these are.
This is not the same thing as the spy balloons, right?
No,
totally
these were
different.
Yeah, a lot of these they were super fast moving objects, and then I'm just regurgitating
yeah,
what
say.
I
please
saw.
Do, please do.
That's all we do.
So I'm not advocating and saying this is for sure what
yeah,
I
right,
saw.
Right, right, right. We never do
but
that
like,
either.
Just
yeah.
looking at the video and what they were saying is they were fast moving objects that moved in ways that sometimes defied physics, like going from 50,000 feet to 50 feet in a matter of seconds. Some of them even went underwater, out over the ocean. There were some rectangular shaped ones, or some tic tac shaped ones. Actually, Joe Rogan just talked about them on his podcast last week. He interviewed Oliver Stone, and Joe Rogan got into it a little bit with him. And Joe Rogan talks about that kind of stuff all the time.
Yeah.
But he was referring to the tic tac shaped UFOs, and there was a fighter. I think it was a Navy pilot. That gave firsthand account, like a firsthand account of like what he saw.
I want to know where he's at now.
Yeah.
Well, this guy, this David Grush or Grush or whatever, I don't know that he'll get deaded.
Disappeared.
Yeah, I don't know that he'll get suicided or whatever, but because he's now, I mean, now it's like, well, you can't actually do that.
So they said he checked out.
Yeah,
his credentials check out. What was he again? U.S. intelligence officer, one of the highest ranking U.S. intelligence officers.
He worked in conjunction with Arrow, apparently.
But does not have direct...
It was secondhand knowledge.
Yes, like he couldn't produce to the journalist, here's the information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the journalist, not my girl crush or whatever, Nancy Barkin, but somebody else said, you know, it's still, just based on his credentials, is legit. Like, I'm going to base my... Like, I will... throw my career out on this. Mm-hmm. And this lady has been doing this for 50 something years. Who knows? No.
I think it's totally legit. I think it's funny. The timing is, if anybody believes that it's just now known, I got something to sell you. But, I do think the timing is funny because now it's like, oh, we know the shiny thing to to dangle in front of all these people because there's
a lot of big things.
There's major stuff happening.
There's a lot of big things in political headlines right now.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, the thing that has been on the cover of the Inquirer and that people have discredited for years and years and years, now it makes me want to like go back and look at those people who were standing out in the field like, it was this big, you know, and you're like, okay, now this guy, we know this guy wasn't nuts, right?
It's funny because that was all dismissed before is cookery or whatever.
Yeah,
now they're talking about it on CNN and Fox.
Which some may also classify as kookery, but it is. I mean, the timing
is. If it's making these news, like headlines, there's some.
I mean, there's some validity.
But my other thing is, real quick, David Grush is either one, telling the truth, and he decided that this was important. I'm going to put myself out there. I might get deaded, all that stuff. Uh-huh. Number two, he is the person that the government is using for filling in these missing holes the mirrors and smoke and mirrors, like you said, you know, everything else. Or number three, David Grush is just crazy. And like, I believe one or two.
Yeah,
I think number one or two.
I think the unfortunate thing about most, national news sources is we'll probably never know the whole truth. Mm-hmm. But I do wonder if Area 51? Area 50?
Mm-hmm. Roswell.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If that will eventually be unsealed, that's what my,
A couple theories or even points I've heard made about it is one is, our U.S. military has secret stuff and programs going on all the time.
So right.
Just because a pilot in a plane sees something that they can't identify, maybe they just saw an exercise of something that's secret that they don't have knowledge
of. Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's something we have. Or maybe it's something that, one of our adversaries has. Maybe it's something that China or Russia has.
Sure, that we're trying to cover up with the UFO story.
Maybe it is an alien intelligence on Earth. But what's more terrifying, that China has technology like that and they're... doing what they're doing without us having any knowledge of it, or
what do you think is more terrifying?
I think
I'm gonna go with that one too.
I'd rather have a little green alien visit me. The one thing I want to say real quick is people, and I think I've touched on this before, people always think of aliens as like these larger than life, or because of the movies and the
but you like to think of them as tiny.
It could be dust, it could be like dust particles because we've never seen, so it's funny that the movies and broadcasting have made us think of this, but it could be anything.
Another interesting theory I've heard is they're not actually aliens at all. They're just, it's humanity from the future.
I just listened to a podcast on that. You're going to have to come back because I feel like this is such good stuff.
If you think about it, we think all the time about how cool would it be to go back to the 1920s and this or that, or to go back and look at this or look at that. You know, human beings in the future are still going to have that same curiosity.
So absolutely. Good. And AI is progressing so quickly that it is not out of the realm of possibility that, you know, even 100 years into the future, there is a capability to travel through time.
Well, according to
my mind, my mind is so blown right now.
Yeah.
I'm like going,
but it's true.
I think it was
What if he, oh my God. What if he is actually Barbra Streisand and he's from the future?
From the future. Oh, I will say, either way, you've been the most amazing first guest we've ever
and
had.
Now we're going to start taking calls. So go ahead and call. You know, we're on Coffee Talk. The number is 555-444. Just call. We'll chat. No big whoop.
Love it.
I have one more tidbit on the alien life thing.
Yes.
It was an interview I saw that Neil deGrasse Tyson did with an astronomer from SETI.
Yes.
Did you see that?
I did.
And she said in the last...
What was it on?
I saw it on YouTube.
Okay.
I think I saw a clip of it on TikTok.
Yeah, I saw it on... I saw it on Instagram, maybe.
And she said in the last 50 years, everything that we've seen in an observable space as far as searching for alien intelligence or extraterrestrial life... if you took all of that knowledge and shrank it down to the size of all the oceans in the world, and it was that quantity of water, what we've looked for, or sorry, I worded that incorrectly.
That's okay.
If you took the universe and it was the size of all the oceans in the world, and that, we had that quantity of water, what we searched for in the last 50 years would be if you took a 12-ounce cup of water and picked it up and looked at it.
Yeah.
And like they said, if you look into that glass of water and see there's no fish, that doesn't mean you'd be a fool to think there's no fish
in the
ocean.
That is.
So that's essentially how they equated what we've observed and what we've looked at versus what's out there.
Right. And we also don't even know what's in the deepest depths of the ocean. So to say that we don't know, that we know everything that's in the deepest heights of the universe is pretty
the surface of the moon than we do the bottom of the ocean.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we got to do this. We got to do this more often.
This
was so fun.
You're not getting as great of an intro next time.
No, I will say, I do want to commend you. That was a stellar introduction. I love Coffee Talk, but she is definitely like the proponent of it and knows more about it. I'm just here because I love talking to
both of you.
Yeah, I love talking. So thank you both. You definitely have to come back on, so make us that promise. Brittany, always
thank
a pleasure.
You.
I think that does it for today's Coffee Talk. Catch us here next time.
Muddy River News. Our home, our news.